Good morning and welcome to WHO Animal Health Report. This morning joining us is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center, and she will be talking to us about a new resource for screwworm. Lisa?
Thanks. One thing is certain in pork production, there's no shortage of swine disease threats, whether it be endemic or emerging. And that being said, an emerging disease threat of concern is New World screwworm. New World screwworm is a parasitic fly that is not currently found in the U.S. Up until recently, screwworm was not a disease threat that was on the collective radar. However, with the detection of screwworm in Mexico back in November of 2024, and with the continued expansion of the area where flies are detected, bringing it closer to our border, concerns for the potential of it to enter the U.S. are very high. Screwworm has been reported as close as 70 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border along the Texas border, and disease reports do indicate swine cases of infestation occurring in Mexico. When we talk about screwworm, adults are not your typical blowfly that can be seen around mortalities, but instead they have a very specific target that the adult female seeks to find. The adult flies are attracted to a wound and will seek that out as a place to lay their eggs. The wound sites don't have to be large. They can be as small as a needle injection or even a tick bite. As eggs hatch into larvae or maggots, the maggots then burrow into living tissue until they mature and fall out of the wound onto the ground and soil to pupate and then emerge again as an adult fly. Female flies can lay anywhere between 200 to 300 eggs around open wounds, and when they hatch into the larvae burrow into the living tissue, causing significant damage and pain to the affected animal. If that animal is left untreated, multiple egg-laying events can occur, and the animals have pain and discomfort, weight loss, secondary infections, and mortality can occur if left untreated. What can you as a producer do to learn more about how to detect this fly, respond, and manage a potential infestation? The Swine Health Information Center recently developed a fact sheet along with swine extension and entomology experts at Texas A&M University that provide key information regarding New World screwworm, focusing specifically on swine. Some of the things included in the fact sheet are the fly life cycle, which is approximately 21 days, but can be longer temperature dependent, visual aids or pictures that show the identification of eggs and infested wounds on pigs, clinical signs of screwworm in pigs, information on production practices that might be high risk, and other information. What are our takeaways? New World screwworm is not in the U.S., but it does pose a severe threat to pigs and other livestock, and that's regardless of whether pigs are housed indoor or outdoor. Traditional fly control is not effective for screwworm like it is for other flies, but New World screwworm can affect not only livestock, but people and pets. And so if you have people traveling internationally, especially where the fly is noted, it's good to inform them about the risks. Prevention includes appropriate wound care. And then rapid identification is absolutely critical. So if you suspect a case, alert your veterinarian and state vet immediately. Additional resources can be found at SHIC's website, as well as USDA's website, screwworm.gov.